Welcome to The Savvy Session, your go-to podcast about elevating your life and business, sprinkled with a little bit of fun. This podcast is brought to you by Elevate Performance Solutions and Revolut IT Services. And now, here are your hosts, Kirsten Ramos and Paula Kircher.
Welcome back to The Savvy Session. On this episode, we are chatting with a website and brand designer with a passion for providing clients with an exceptional boutique style experience.
Today, we are joined by Brittany, the founder of The Cultivators, where she specializes in helping entrepreneurs thrive in the digital world by helping her clients attract customers, establish credibility, and grow their businesses. Hello and welcome, Brittany.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We're so excited to have you. Can you share a little bit about your personal journey, and especially because you've, within the last year, transitioned from a corporate job into becoming an entrepreneur in the web design industry? So tell us a little bit about that and what really inspired you to take the leap?
Yeah. So my journey began about 11 years into my corporate job. So I'd been with that company for a while. At the time, I was a senior UX UI designer working my way up to become creative director. I'd always done website and branding on the side, but nothing major. I didn't position myself as a business or as an expert at the time. I was just learning the ropes and slowly building my portfolio because I knew I always wanted to start my own business one day. I had just left to go on mat leave, and it was a phone call I got during that time from my manager telling me that they actually hired a creative director. And it was that moment that lit the fire under me, because that was the position that I was working so hard towards. So like I said, I'd always wanted to run my own business. I never had a plan, but I knew obviously at that moment that I needed to make a plan. So I did a few things during that time to prepare for transition was setting financial goals. So basically I gave myself a deadline of 2 years to actually leave my job and run my business full time. I talked with my husband and told him I'd be comfortable leaving my job if I had 3 months of income saved and up to 3 months of work booked. I needed financial stability, basically a comfort blanket. And I felt like if I reached those goals, it would be like my validation that I could actually do it on my own. And then the second thing was actually making my business legit. So registering my business, creating a website, my brand, marketing, all the stuff that I do for other people. And then the last thing was holding myself accountable. So, it wasn't just an idea, like I was actually going to do it. So whenever family or friends or anyone asked me about my job, I'd always tell them about my website and branding business and how I was going to run it full time in a couple of years. And I felt like the more that I repeated it, the more real it got. And I just stuck to that. It was kind of like a mantra, kind of. The more I said it, the more it got real.
Yeah, you definitely manifested its existence, because you were just saying, this is what I'm doing. And yeah. Now you're doing it.
Yeah, and I just didn't want to let people down also. So
yeah,
that was one of my strategies.
Well, I think saying it out loud, then it makes it so real. And I loved how you set the goals for yourself, and that when you achieve them, that you could then say that, yes, my dream's coming true. Like that is great to do that. Cause so many people be like, I'll start a business, but that's just so high level. But that you actually did the strategy of saying, hey, if I have the 3 months of, financial cushion, build out my clients and things like that, that justifies me doing it. So I love hearing that.
Yeah. And my husband has a full-time job, but I really didn't want to burden him on supporting us both. So I really needed that financial stability for sure.
And just touching on to the beginning of why you made or pushed to make that decision, you always had that interest, but then to see what had happened at the corporate job, that it just makes you think about just for yourself that you get to own your own journey and destiny. So not that I want that to happen to anyone, but I appreciate that you took that then into your own hands and had your dreams come true.
And honestly, the funny thing that happened during those 2 years of transition was I ended up getting the creative director role and I still left.
Well, I mean, I think, Brittany, that that's still, it's a yes and, because I think still the fact that while you're on maternity leave, it's like, well, you can't do it, so we're hiring someone out. And I think for a lot of women, they face this where it's, oh, I'm sure you don't want this added responsibility because now you're a mom. And it's, whoa. Why don't we have that conversation? I've been working toward this. I'm ready for this. I'm the right person. And so then, you know, to initially be passed over for it, I think that story is going to resonate a lot with a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it hit a chord.
Yes.
And tacking on to that transition part, what advice would you offer to other individuals who are considering making the transition into starting their own business?
It was a very scary decision, but I'm the type of person that I don't want to live with regrets. So I feel like that's scarier if I don't try and do it. So making that decision. Everyone has a different story and journey. I can only speak for what worked for me. For me, like I said before, holding myself accountable, my financials in place, brand, and starting to market myself. So I started brand photography, getting that done, showing myself, which I'm an introvert, so that was really hard, but that's what really resonated with my clients. And I worked really hard. So I ran this business alongside being a creative director. I heard a lot of, like right now, I hear a lot of negative things about the hustle culture, but man, I hustled and I had a lot of stressful moments. I didn't have a work-life balance in that time, but I learned so much during that process. And I would do it over again for those learning moments.
Well, and I love that, you know, talking about the hustle culture, it's more of what is it that you want? And do you have the support system behind you? And it sounds like you have that support system with your husband and probably other, you know, family and friends that are saying, hey, we'll help you along the way. We want to see you realize this dream, all while being a corporate creative director. But knowing that your ultimate goal was to own your own business. So I love that.
Yeah. No, my husband's been huge. And that was all when we had our baby too. So
Being a mom on top of it as well.
Here you have a child under two while you're embarking upon all of this. Like, exactly. Along those same lines of starting a new business, right? There's always going to be challenges along the way. What were some of the challenges that you encountered, or even the pivots that you had to make over this past year of being in business?
Just like overcoming self-doubt for sure. The main thing I would say, or I guess advice, would be having your legal contracts in place. You want to be protected if clients ghost you or don't pay you, making sure that you have all your bases covered in a contract. And what I mean by that is like setting rules within them around email communication timelines, boundaries when it comes to contact hours, payment schedules, and having all those contracts legally looked at or purchased from like a reputable source. This was something I did not have in place when I left my job, and I regret that to this day. There's still clients I am currently working with that weren't in that contract system, and kicking myself for that. So that's one of the things that I would have done earlier.
Yeah, I know that's something that, you know, when I went out on my own over 7 years ago, that was something I wanted to make sure I invested in, because it was, I need an attorney who can look over these contracts. I don't have a legal degree. I don't have a background. And I also don't have patience to read through a bunch of legalese. So I love that's one of the major advice pieces that you'd give others on this journey, because you know, once, of course, you know, anybody who's an attorney, don't listen to me say this, but once you have it in place, it's easy to replicate a contract and make it, you know, per client, but you need that really strong ironclad contract initially in order to protect yourself. And in turn, it also protects them, because it's usually mutual non-disclosure, all that good stuff. So they can't steal your stuff. You can't steal their stuff. Yeah. So I love that advice.
Yeah, same. And then setting the boundaries too, like you just said, because if you don't establish that up front, you know, they may be wanting to reach out to you, you know, 24/7 and expecting a response. So if you establish that up front, then they already have the guidelines of, you know, the communication style or just the timeline of when the project's going to get done. So appreciate you saying that too and establish those boundaries then too.
Yeah. And that will help with the work life.
Yeah. Yes. I like to tell people, feel free to send me an email whenever. Yeah. It's probably going to go on red until I'm back to business hours, but you know, it's more of a feel free, but don't be expecting to receive that immediate response back within 30 minutes.
Right. Exactly. And then when starting a new business too, Brittany, building a network and a client base is crucial when starting out. You know, could you share some insights into how you've helped your clients establish and grow their customer base through branding?
Yeah. So with every client that I work with, I start with a brand strategy questionnaire. And this helps me understand their business goals, audience, and interest in this industry. And this sets me up to create strategic designs for my client. When it comes to website design, I create strategic websites that will make a strong first impression that will get the user to book an appointment or buy a service or product, and it's easy to navigate. I create memorable logo designs for brand recognition, and I always emphasize consistent branding across all online platforms to build trust and recognition. And all these things are tailored towards their target market, which in the end is going to, you know, get them to come to them. The secret behind good branding to me is communicating effectively, storytelling, allowing your customers to feel heard, seen, validated through content and design. Like at the end of the day, your website isn't about you, it's about your client. But yeah, all these little tactics will attract your customer base and target market through your website, through your social media. And it's just being consistent, showing your face. I always encourage brand photography and content writers.
I also love the idea of your website is less about you and it's more about who you're trying to attract, because I think that's something that a lot of times I feel like gets lost. If someone's like, I just want to do my own website. It's easy to do my own. And it's like, I'll throw up my recent headshot and that'll be good. And I'll talk all about myself and all the great things I do. But it's not coming from a place necessarily that the clients you're trying to attract, you know, it resonates for them. So I love that that is a focus that you provide your clients, because I think it's easy to forget.
Yeah.
Don't have someone such as yourself driving that reminder.
That messaging. And just to tack on what we said before we started recording, you know, we know someone that you did website you designed, and the messaging that you did on hers is like fabulous. It totally speaks to the audience and just the continuing messaging, and got to see like her client base is growing, you know, over the past year, because her messaging is so, you know, on brand, on target, you know, to her clients. So definitely agree with that.
Yes. Brittany, I would love to ask you a question, because one of our focal points on the Savvy Session is fun. So I would love to know, what brings you joy in the work that you do?
Honestly, like the reactions my clients get with the final product of websites, logos, or branding, when they leave a review, that's one of the most fun parts, and just connection. So meeting new people. I'm a one-person show, so it's really great meeting people on Zoom or in person sometimes. But yeah, just the connections and making my business, my clients' goals come to life, basically.
I love that.
Yeah, I do too. And just like you said, getting to see the final project and then also seeing your clients' reaction to it. That's always like the best feeling.
Yeah, it really is.
And I also feel like people forget that, you know, when you move from corporate to being an entrepreneur, it can be lonely. Because you are the one woman show. In many cases, you might have partners that you utilize and can work with, but you're not seeing them day to day in an office setting. So it's It's that that also has to, yeah, that has to be rewarding to get to work with.
That's why I always try to encourage people for meetings instead of just over email, because I kind of need that connection sometimes. Even though I am an introvert, sometimes I need that.
Absolutely. Well, especially to get to know them better and to really highlight them and their brand. So that makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Brittany, we have one last question for you, and it's one that we ask all of our guests on the Savvy Session. And that is, what would you say is your superpower and how does it help you to succeed?
So I posted a lot about this. It would be intuition. So trusting it and following it. That's how I'm where I am today. It's never done me wrong. It helps guide my design decisions, connects me with the right clients. And it's helped me produce great work and great client relationships. Always trust your intuition.
All the feels. I feel that. A lot of times they're like, no, intuition. Shush, I don't want to go in that direction. Right.
Sometimes you don't listen to it.
But you're right. Intuition is usually right. So
it's always right.
I love it. Okay. I know Paula said it's one last question, but I would love to know if there's anything that you want to plug before we let you go, because it's been such a pleasure having you on, getting to know a little bit more about you and your business. But we'd love if there's anything we can plug for you to share that.
I'm active on Instagram and LinkedIn if anyone wants to give me a follow, or reach out to me via email and we can chat about if you're, you know, deciding to make that leap from corporate to entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And obviously design as well.
Yes.
Right. No, I've been following her the last year on LinkedIn. So she does post and she does great business advice along the way. So definitely follow her if you're on Instagram or LinkedIn. And Brittany, we wanted to thank you so much for coming on and spending time with us and sharing your story with us. It has been such a fun conversation. To learn more about Brittany and the Cultivators, please go to thesavvysession.com for more details. And thank you so much for listening, and join us next time as we continue to share more stories on business, life, and fun.